ॐ ज्ञानेन्द्रियस्य ज्ञानञ्जनस्य चक्षुरुन्मीलनेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोविसंस्थापकं स्वयं रूपदामिनि स्वपरमात्मा वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीपदपद्मं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवश्च श्रीरूपं सर्वजातं सर्वगुणानुनाथं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां हे
Chakra.
human being.
Human being.
Devatvam.
Devatvam.
Divinity.
Divinity.
Apanaha.
Apanaha.
Having assumed the form of.
Having assumed the form of.
Sura.
Sura.
The demigods.
The demigods.
Karya.
Karya.
Activities.
Activities.
Chikirshaya.
Chikirshaya.
For the purpose of performing.
For the purpose of performing.
Samudra.
Samudra.
The Indian Ocean.
The Indian Ocean.
Nigrahadini.
Nigrahadini.
Controlling.
Chakre. Chakre.
Did perform.
Did
perform. Biryani.
Biryani.
Superhuman prowess.
Superhuman prowess.
Atavatarama.
Atavatarama.
Thereafter.
Thereafter.
Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In the 18th incarnation, the Lord appeared as King Ram in order to perform some pleasing work for demigods. He exhibited superhuman powers by controlling the Indian Ocean and then killing the atheist kingdom who was on the other side of the sea. Purport. The personality of Godhead Sri Ram assumed the form of a human being and appeared on the earth for the purpose of doing some pleasing work for the demigods or the administrative personalities to maintain the order of the universe. Sometimes great demons and atheists like Ravana and Hiranyakashipu and many others become very famous due to advancing material civilization by the help of material science and other activities with the spirit of challenging the established order of the Lord. For example, the attempt to fly to other planets by material means is a challenge to the established order. The conditions of each and every planet are different. Different classes of human beings are accommodated there for particular purposes mentioned in the codes of the Lord. But puffed up by tiny success in material advancement, sometimes regardless, material is challenged the existence of God. Ravana was one of them. He wanted to deport the ordinary man to the planet of Indra, Hare Krishna. Heaven by material means, without consideration of the necessary qualification. He wanted a staircase to be built of directly reaching the heaven planet so that people might not be required to undergo the routine of pious work necessary to enter the planet. Hare Krishna. He also wanted to perform other acts against the established rule of the Lord. He even challenged the authority of Sri Ram, the personality of Godhead, and kidnapped his wife Sita. Of course, Lord Ram came to chastise his atheist, answering the prayer and desire of the demigods. He therefore took up the challenge of karma, and complete activity is the subject matter of the Ramayana. Because Lord Ramchandra was the personality of Godhead, he exhibited superhuman activities which no human being, including the materially advanced Ravana, could perform. Lord Ramchandra prepared a royal road on the Indian Ocean with stones that floated on the water. Modern scientists have done research in the area of weightlessness, but it is not possible to bring in weightlessness anywhere in America. But because the weightlessness is a creation of the Lord by which he can make the gigantic planets fly and float in the air, he made the stones even between the earth and the weightless and prepared a stone bridge on the sea without any supporting to them. That is the display of the power of the Lord. So here, Sukadeva Goswami in this text mentioning 3 points. First, Lord came as a human being, Nara. The first word is Nara, human being, to fulfill the desires of the demigods. Because the demigods wanted, they were discussed with this now. Second is that to do that he came Lord appeared as human being, and he had built a bridge across the ocean. Because as you know, at the end of the Kanyakumari, if you go to the map of the India, it's the last on the bottom south, all the way down is Rameshwar, Kanyakumari. Huh? And from there, Lanka is on the other side. So they had to cross the ocean. Because Ravan is in Lanka. So build the bridge. And then, of course, he had a fight with Ravan and he killed Ravan. So these are the 3 points I mentioned in this text by Srila Sukadeva Goswami. And Srila Prabhupada is nicely elaborating these 3 points of the purpose. Now, we also know from Srila Jayadeva Goswami, from the Dasavatara Sutra, Itarasi Dikshu Rane Dikapati Kamaniyam Dasamukha Mauli Varin Rami Kamaniyam Keshav Dhrita Ram Sarira Jai Jagadishahari. And the translation is that, O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who assumed the form of Ramchandra, all glories to you. In the battle of Lanka, you destroyed the 10-headed demon Ravana and distributed his head as a delightful offering to the presiding deities of the 10 directions. Right? Headed by Indra. This action was long desired by all of them who were much harassed by this monster. This is a translation of that. Now, Ravan, let's talk about first Ravan. Then we will come to the ocean and all these things, which gives faith. Ravan was a son of Vishrava and Kaikeshi. Kaikeshi was the daughter of the king demon, another king demon. And this king demon was traveling with Kaikeshi with his daughter, and he saw the plane, Kubera was coming in the plane. So he saw that this Kubera is a rich person. And Kubera was also the son of Vishrava. Now Vishrava was a great sage. So Kubera was his son. So this Kaikeshi's father decided, told her that you get married with Vishrava, because Vishrava was a great sage. Because father thought that she will marry to him, then he will have all the wealth and everything. She will have everything, what she, wealth and everything, she will have it. So Vishrava was performing tapasya, and at that time, Sri Kaikeshi approached him. And Kaikeshi is saying, now this is in meditation. And Kaikeshi approaching him, and he opens his eyes and says, what can I do for you? Well, I want to marry you. So Vishrava says, but this is not a good time. You have approached me at a long time. And he also said that the progeny which will appear, which is born, is the monsters. But he said the last and the youngest one would be a good person. So from Kaikeshi, first one was Ravan, 10-headed Ravan was born. Then Kumbhakarna was born. Then Suparnatha was born. And then the Vibhishan was born. And Vibhishan was a good person. Now, They all went after that, they all went to perform the tapasya. Ravana, ten-headed Ravana, Kumbhakarna, and Vibhishana. And Ravana was actually his tapasya. He was actually chopping his one head and offering to Lord Brahma. He had chopped up his 9 heads and offered to Lord Brahma, and the 10th head was left. So Lord Brahma said, I am happy with your austerities and will ask what bone you want. Of course, the Kumbhakarna also asked for the bone, and Vibhishana also asked for. So Kumbhakarna asked for the bone that I want to sleep for many years. So Kumbhakarna was sleeping. Yes. Satastu. So Kumbhakarna goes to sleep. Right? You know from there. Vishnu was a great personality. He didn't ask. He says, I want to be follow the path of righteousness. And Ravana asked that I want to be immortal. Brahma said, very good. I'm not more immortal myself. How can I give you that? I cannot give you that. Okay. So Ravana is saying that, okay, then I should be not killed by the demigods. I should not be killed by the asuras. I cannot be killed by the serpents. I cannot be killed by the higher living beings. But he forgot to ask that I can, and he said, mortal living beings, they said, that's not a problem. And he addressed the monkeys. So, Lord Rama said, the task to have it. Now, Ravana had 10 heads. Now remember, Ravana was not an ordinary personality. The 10 heads represent the six, it represent the six shastras and 4 Vedas. What are the 6 shastras? Ravana? He was expert. First one is the Sankhya Shastra, mathematics. Ravana was expert in mathematics. Second was Ravana's Yoga Shastra, yoga and meditation. He was expert. But we'll talk about it. Then he was expert in Nyaya Shastra, law and administration. He was very expert in the law and administration. He was a good administrator. I guess this town needs someone like that. No. Wait a minute. He was expert in Vaishasi Shastra, physics, astronomy, mechanics. He was expert in that also. He was expert in Purva Mimamsa, philosophy and justification. Let's put it that. Uttar Mimamsa Shastra. These are the 6 shastras. He was expert. Not just that, but he was expert in the Rig Veda, Yajurveda, Samveda, and Atharva. All the Vedas. But this stupid guy didn't know that what is the Veda's purpose. Veda is somehow Vedali, Veda the Pribhadi. Right? He was expert in all this. But then he also has a negative side. He's the nature of this material world. He was expert in all these things, but he had a negative side. What was the negative side? He had ahankar, ego. You know that. Pashyata, be great. Isha, jealousy. Lobha, greed. Remember, the Lanka was known to be Suvarna, golden Lanka. Kama, lust, of course, we know. Mandodari told him so many times. Even Vibhishan told him, please don't get Sita, be back to Ram. This Ram is not ordinary human being, he's the Lord. Please be back to Sita. He didn't accept. Jara, insensitivity, and by fear. Fear also was. So this negative side also he had. So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport that today's scientists, they want to go on the moon planet. How can they go to the moon planet? Or they think they went to the moon planet. To come to the United States, you have your visa, you have your passport, right? Common sense. Just go to another country, you have your passport, you have your visa. How can you go to another planet without that? Do you think they will allow you to that? Human beings in that planet will allow you, yeah? Just like that? People are building walls. Is it possible? So it's just things. Don't try to fight with the law of nature. Fight against the laws of material nature. It's not possible. So this Ravana, he had all these things, he was expert in everything. And it is even said that he was so expert in administration that while the Ravana was dying, Lakshman went towards him so that he can learn the knowledge of diplomacy from Ravana. Since nobody in this planet had better knowledge and experience of administrative diplomacy over Ravana at that time. And that's why, I mean, and we know that Indra, he had put Indra in his basement. So that's why all the demigods, they approached the Lord, please do something. And of course, Lord knew what the Brahma era, what the boons he had. So Lord appeared as a human being, as a king, son of the king of Indrasa. And Satru, they were the Vishnu Tattva. So, even though how powerful Ravana was, he couldn't fight with her for Ravana. Now also, Ravana had one more thing in the womb, and that was the immortality in his belly. And that's why when they were fighting, Ravana, Vibhishan had told Lord Ram that this is where we have to kill. Now, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purports in the 9th canto, chapter 10, about the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. Now remember the lion's army, and remember the army of the Lord God. Lion's army is equipped with all the assets, right? All the equipment to fight. What is monkey said? Only Ram and Lakshman had a bow and arrow. What do monkeys have? Just the big stones and the trees, nothing else to fight with. So how is that? How is that monkeys could fight and kill the army of Lord Ram, Ravana? So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport, which is interesting, that this is from text, let's see. Yes. He's mentioning there are two kind of strengths. One is called Daiva, and other is called Purushakar. Daiva refers to the strength achieved from the transcendence. And Purushakar refers to the strength organized by one's own intelligence and power. So Ravana had done all these things, considering to be, he didn't accept there was no Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am the one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, let her worship me. So he had everything done on his own intelligence and the power. He was saying, I am the powerful personality. Because of course he was powerful personality, but he didn't realize that there was something higher than me. So he was just depending on himself. On everything. And most intelligence. Because of course he had all this knowledge of all these shastras. I mean, imagine the four Vedas, knowledge of four Vedas, and all these shastras, he had knowledge. It was not knowledge of person, but definitely he failed. He didn't see the Supreme Lord. And because of anything, he was thinking that, what if I had, He didn't consider that it's Lord Ram. He considered he's just a beggar here. His father has told him to go in the forest. So he's in the forest just with his wife. He's just 14 years. He's just, in the exile, just roaming around in the forest. He just on the Even he was told by his chaste wife. Mandadhari is one of the chaste personalities. That is the power of the chastity of the woman. And Vibhishan, he threw away Vibhishan to set out from you. Get out from my kingdom. You are the thorn in our family. Right? Of course, we gave Vibhishan and surrendered to Lord Ram. That will be the king. So the strength achieved from transcendental power is always superior to the power of the materials. That's the point. Depending on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, one must fight one's enemies, even though one may not be equipped with modern weapons. Therefore, Lord Krishna instructed Arjuna, Mahamanusmara Yuddhacha. Think of me and fight. We should fight our enemy to the best of our ability, but for victory we must depend on the mercy of the whose mercy? Supreme Personality of God. And that's what the mercy is, all the monkeys have, because they have Lord Ram. So he was able to, they were able to fight and kill the army and bring the Sita. Now, Lord, Ravana was unwilling, he was arrogant. Was very arrogant. Actually, Sita had saying that Vidyavali went back and submerged in the body of Sita. And that is the Sita. Now of course when Ravana kidnapped Sita, he could not touch the original Sita. Because original Sita is always not Ram Sita. Nobody can touch. Rather with Krishna is covered. Same as the Ram with Sita, Sita with Ram. And because also the Sita he kidnapped, she was, because of her anger, all the monkeys were able to kill because of the curse and the anger, because she was kidnapped by Lord. What have I done? She was able to, because that strength, Sita was chaste. And her strength, she was able to, that power in the cause that the monkeys were able to kill all the other side of him. Now, other point of Sarasvati Goswami is mentioning is about building the bridge and the floating the stones. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport here in the 9th canto chapter 10 text 15, because of course we know that Lord first asked for the Samudra, the ocean, Varundev to please allow cross. And Varundev didn't come. Ram performed, 2-3 days, he performed without eating, he performed tapasya to have Varundev appear. Varundev didn't appear. The demigods of the ocean. And they, of course, the ocean finally realized. Person is begging for his mercy, Lord Ram is a dear Dalhead. Demigods from the mode of goodness, passion. So please forgive me and please have the bridge. Please build the bridge, go across the and kill that Ravana who is giving us trouble. Now what they happened to be in the bridge? What the monkeys said? So monkeys are throwing the trees and big stones in the ocean. So how can the ocean float? How can the stones float? And that's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. That Lord Ramchandra is the omnipotence. He's the Lord. Right? The Lord can act without regard to material impediments or inconveniences. But to prove that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was not merely advertised as Godhead or elected by popular vote, he constructed a wonderful bridge over the ocean. So Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that the purport that what is difficulty for the Lord? All the planets are floating in the air. To have the stones, living stones floating in the water, what's the problem with the Lord? There's no problem for him to do that. Right? He's mentioning that by the supreme will of the Lord, many great planets float weightlessly in space like a swab of cotton. If this is possible, why should great mountain peaks not be able to float on the water? This is the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything and everything he likes because he is not under the control of the material nature. Indeed, material nature is controlled by him. What is the sloka? Maya Dakshena. Kati Suyate Sarachara. And similarly from Brahma Samhita. Yasya Gaya Brahmati Samhita Kala Chakra. Govinda Mari Purusham Tamaham Bhajan. Brahma Samhita says the sun moves as a desire by the Supreme Person of Godhead. Consequently, for Lord Ramchandra to consecrate beach over the Indian Ocean with the help of monkey soldiers who threw great mountain peaks into the water is not at all wonderful. It is wonderful only in the sense that it has kept the name and fame of Lord Ramchandra eternally celebrated. So this was done in Treta Yuga, after that Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga, we are celebrating. Then of course, Lord of course fulfilled the desire of the demigods. Because demigods were disgusted with this monster. And Srila Prabhupada is mentioning a quote about the other demons here in Kashyapina. Okay. Any question? Yes.
Thank you, Prabhu, for that enlightening class on Lord Ram. You mentioned that Mandodari, you mentioned her chastity. And how did she display the power of her chastity? Like you mentioned, just see the power of her chastity. I didn't quite connect that with what she did, or how that power manifested.
Well, we know that Mandodari, even though she knew that Ravana was a demon, her husband was a demon, she still stayed with him and she always gave the advice to Ravana, please. See that? Just like the Gandhari, little bit Rashtra. She did. And she knew, and at the same, there's one more you brought up this. Mandodari is telling at the end, after Ravana is killed, this is what she says. It's interesting. She said that we are widow now, and your Lanka is also widow. Because, you know, you left now. Ravana, you left. Now, Ravana means, what is Ravana means? Ravana means to keep trouble for others. Trouble for others. So, she's telling here, you epitomize trouble for others and therefore you were called Ravana. This Nandadhar is saying, he's left, his dead body is dead. But now, she says, whom am I taking shelter? And then she says, by your deeds, you have made your body fit to be eaten by vultures, and your soul fit to go to hell. This Nandadhar is saying,
I still don't understand. Sometimes, you know.
I don't have history of her life. Mm-hmm. I don't know the history of her life. Mm-hmm. Before she married, I don't know that. But she was a church person. She started with her husband, even though her husband was a very good guy. I don't know the house history. Any other question?
Yes, this is a serious question, but please don't get angry with me.
Well, let me see.
We know it's about four or five countries of sending space probe to the moon. So it only just comes from here to the moon. And then we know that America's sent like 7 or 8 expedition with men to the moon, you see. So I think we have to be very careful not to jump to conclusions. And
why not?
No.
Why not? What did the Prabhupada say?
Well,
you don't stop Prabhupada's words, but all you're saying.
Let me finish and then you give it to you. So, the time Srila Prabhupada was writing also, that was like 65 going to 70. This space exploration was in infancy. They had just started, you see, so there wasn't enough information. But the mere idea that 4 or 5 nations, actually India said they'd be sending men to the moon soon.
They haven't reached yet.
They said they would be sending soon, but they sent spaceship to the moon already. So that means they know it is.
We have to have full trust in what Srila Prabhupada has said. That's the bottom line. What if Srila Prabhupada has said?
He said, even if they are God, what have they achieved? Huh? Ultimately. He said, even if they went there, bringing back some rocks is not enough.
Right.
You know? So we have to accept that also. Yes. We have to keep on that.
First of all, we know that there are human beings on this planet, there are human beings on other planets. So where is the question of moon has no people?
But you can see the moon.
They can go to any other place on this planet and put it in there and say, we have gone there, we have gone to the moon planet.
No.
And they bring the rocks.
No, that doesn't work. The science doesn't work.
So, first of all, let's finish the vision. First question. The point is that we have to have full 100% we should have the faith in what Srila Prabhupada is saying. And that's safe. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but we can be fanatical. No.
It is not fanatical, it's reality.
It is, no.
No, whatever Srila Prabhupada has said so far is completely 100%.
But that point is not absolute.
That is the question.
No. We got to be open-minded as devotees, and we got to see
what is your next
question.
What is your next? I don't accept your argument. What is the next question?
We can talk later on.
Okay.
Usually, when Bali, when Sugriva had taken away, Bali died. He took his wife and everything. So it says that within the demonic family this happens. So we're talking about Mandodari, Ravana. Did she actually live with Sugriva Vibhishan after Ravana was killed?
Well, he had only one wife, she had many wives. And of course she stayed. I mean, I don't know the whole history, but of course they would say, what are they going to do? They are real about this state. And Vibhishana was a great personality. He was a devotee of Lord Ram. So he was not going to do anything wrong.
We can talk about the movement from outside of Bhagavad.
Any other questions?